And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies, and do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys Show. That's it.
Welcome back. If you haven't got enough chili recipes, then stick with us because we got a couple more coming at you right now, man. And we appreciate you tuning in. Each
stick
and
around
week.
And put down the rake.
You're right.
Oh, nobody's and raking. Put down the snow shovel.
Snow shovel. Go ahead,
yeah,
Bob.
Yeah.
Take it away, brother.
So I was talking about Villa Mia. I want to finish that. It's west of 131 on 36th Street, about a mile and a half down on your left. Just go past Michael. It's easy to miss. It's in a little strip mall. But I'm telling you, those guys put out the pies, but they're just a wonderful couple. And tell them the Grillin' Guys sent you. They're cool.
That and $20 will get you a Sicilian pizza.
It will. anyway, so I want to make some chili poutine. I saw one of these cooking shows. I think Guy Fieri did it.
Translated to French fries with chili? Chili
nope,
fries?
Nope. It was a Cincinnati-style chili they were doing, and this lady had to do it from scratch. I didn't care for her recipe. I knew she wasn't going to win because she screwed it up. But either way, the concept, when she said chili poutine, I'm like, heck yeah. I love poutine, as you know. And
which
it's
is
not,
usually
not
gravy
like a,
on French fries.
Gravy
not
on
with cheese.
French fries with cheese curds with some gravy.
Right.
I tried my pasty poutine. Didn't care for it.
No. Okay.
Never do gravy on pasty again.
Well, see, you know what you're missing.
I knew that was coming.
You know what you're missing.
Yeah. So anyway, Tony, if you're listening, it was a flop. But the pasties turned out great. chili with some Cincinnati-style chili. Now, if you don't want to make that chili, you can go right down to your neighborhood supermarket. Whoever sells Skyline chili, I know Spartan does and Kroger does, Skyline chili. And just get a can of that. Do your hot French fries. If you have an air fryer, all the better yet. You're going to do it really easily. You know, put them in there. Matter of fact, I might get my French fries done. Then I might put my bowl of French fries with the cheese curds in that air fryer for 30 seconds and warm those babies up. And then pour that hot chili on it. I'm telling you, you're going to be in heaven. Because a Skyline chili is a chocolate coffee chili.
Okay.
It's a Cincinnati-style chili, and it's weird. It's really weird. When I heard about it, I put my nose up, and I took a bite, and I go, I heard the angels. And it's like,
well, don't
I
don't eat that on spaghetti
like
down there?
I see why you like it. Well, they eat it on hot dogs, they eat it on all kinds of things, but see, that's the cool thing about America. America.
Right.
Here, America has that stuff. They do it on spaghetti noodles, and you can get it several different ways. You can just get a bowl of chili, or you can get it a two-way, which is chili on spaghetti. A three-way is chili on spaghetti with, like, beans. A four-way...
You add onions.
Chili, a spaghetti, beans, sauce, and cheese. That's four-way. And then if you add onions, it's a five-way. And when you're done, you got to get a five-way. When you're done... You take their hot sauce. They have their own hot sauce. It's like Frank's. It's just, you know, basic, but it's the creme de la creme. And I'm getting so hungry.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Me too.
It's called Skyline Chili. You can buy a can of it. Otherwise, you can make some. And that's why we're the Grillin' Guys, because we're going to tell you how. It's ground beef, ground pork, onions, cloves, kidney beans, crushed tomatoes, white vinegar, baking coca, Worcestershire. I can't say that. Hot pepper sauce, little chili powder, cinnamon, oregano, cumin, allspice. It's going to be on the Grillin' Guys website, but I got that from tasteofhome.com, And this is very close. We have one on our website. This looks better than the one I came up with. Because awesome. Even though I posted one on our site years ago, I can't say that I was in love with the recipe. So I'm going to go back and tweak it. I'm going to try making this version, and I'm going to tweak ours so we don't mislead anybody. But then you boil some spaghetti. You get a nice sharp cheddar cheese, finely shredded, and you get those noodles on there. You pour your chili on. Then you put the kidney beans on, the light red kidney beans. And then you put the cheese on and the chili, the onions. Well, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. I've heard you say this before. Yeah. I want to talk about a little white chili, a little more traditional. We can cover your 20-minute one in about 1 minute.
It's the same thing.
Right.
That's what it is.
What?
White chili.
Yeah. Now but yours is like out of a jar.
No, it's ground turkey. So the 20
minutes. So we'll cover yours
first. I'll give you the 20-second version. It's going to be your recipe. It's the same thing. Okay, do yours.
All right.
No.
Because all you're going to do is pick it apart as I go through this. I know how you're going to roll with this, man. No. So I got a couple pounds of skinless, boneless thighs. Love cooking with skinless, boneless thighs
Me
in
too.
Things.
Yeah.
They stay moist. They're very flavorful. Just salt and pepper on them. I'm going to saute those up. Right, the chicken with the salt and pepper in a Bob bought me a big cast iron pan.
Isn't that a beauty?
And it's
I'm jealous.
Yeah, and it's a deep one, too. It's like 3 inches deep. It's awesome.
Live.
So I'm going to saute that stuff up there, brown up those little chicken, 3 to 4 minutes on a side. That's
it. Those little chicken.
So then I'm going to put some onion and some minced garlic, your poblano peppers, your jalapeno peppers, and some cilantro stems in there, cumin, coriander, chili powder, and I'm going to cook all that stuff up. And
you
get it hot, open up those
stems?
Seasonings. What's that?
You said cilantro stems?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. They add a little bit of bitterness to it that the leaves don't. I mean, the leaves are in there too, but I don't pull the leaves off the stems. I chop them right up in there. Gives it just a neat flavor profile. So I did that with my spices, and then when I get all that stuff brown, I've got 2 cups of chicken broth. I've got a can of fire-roasted green chilies, right? And then I got a can of white beans. And those are those, like, great northern beans.
Yeah.
And I don't drain those. I put the juice and everything in there because I don't mind that flavor. Then you're just going to heat that stuff up. And you're going to stir it, let it go, take a taste of it.
Why dump any down the drain?
Right. Just take it. Yeah, right. Take a taste of it and see if, in fact, it's thick enough, thin enough. You can play with it, do with it what you want. But you might have to add a little water.
How'd it turn out?
Oh, really good.
Yeah?
Really good. Yeah, I mean, I've done it before. But, you just want to let it simmer 30, 40 minutes to all those flavors to come together.
I'm curious about the cilantro, though. I've never, ever left the stems on them.
Yep. And it's just, if you put one in your mouth, you take a bite of it, it's just got a little bitterness to it.
Huh.
And it just adds a neat little flavor.
Cilantro is weird. Do you ever notice that some people can't stand it?
Right.
They get a soapy taste, they say.
Yeah.
My wife's one of those. She said, it tastes like soap. You're either, it's like a chemical reaction on your tongue. I don't know. But some people just have a adverse reaction to it.
Right.
You can substitute with lemon.
I'm not sure lemon's going to go good in my chili.
Lemon or lime?
Lime. Yep. I might go lime, yeah. But anyway, that's a white chili that I've made before, and it's tasty. But Bob, you used to make white chili for your kids when they came home from school.
I did.
And I know we've covered that before.
I did. It's a 20-second version. I'll see if I can talk that fast.
All right.
You come home. You put the pot on stove. Great big pot. Okay, like a Dutch oven.
Right. Yeah.
Turn on the heat. Tell the kids to shut up. You pull everything out of the fridge. You open up the ground beef. You pour some oil in the bottom of the pan. You get the ground turkey, I should say. You bust it up. Oh, wash your hands. Bust it up. Wash your hands again.
Right.
Throw it in the pot. In the meantime, you're dicing up an onion. Get the onion in there. It's stirring. Tell the kids to shut up. And get that sizzling. Open up your jar of white beans.
Right.
You open up a jar of salsa.
Right.
And you put those in another pot, and you get the heat going. You get those beans warming up. You get the salsa warming up. While that stuff's all warming up, you get out that block of Monterey Jack, and you start shredding it.
At least you didn't save Velveeta.
Don't do your knuckles.
Right.
Tell the kids to shut up again.
Right.
And
it's about time to tell you to shut up. You
minutes,
need to put a wrap on this
20
thing.
20 minutes.
20 minutes?
You're done.
All right, man. Good enough. Guess what? There's one more. We got some black bean chili we might cover in the next segment if you can put up with us. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Today's Man Law is going to be full of banter,
right.
I'm told. The minimum amount of time you have to wait for another man is 5 minutes. Listen up, men. 5 minutes.
Minimum, not maximum, minimum.
The maximum is 6 minutes. For a girl, you're required to wait 10 minutes for every point of hotness she scores on the classic 1 to 10 scale.
God, Bob, that's almost 2 hours for your wife and mine. You know, that's 110 minutes.
You don't add the two together.
No, I understand. I understand. See, I teed it up and he let it go.
Okay, yeah. Let's do a little black bean chili. This one's kind of cool. I've never made this. Again, I found it on that damn thing called the internet, Taste of Home. Kind of like their recipes. They're kind of homey.
Tastes like you made them at home?
Yeah.
Huh,
imagine
that.
They should rename it. It's, again, ground turkey, onion, chili powder, minced oregano, which is great, 3/4 teaspoon of dried oregano. It's got some chicken broth, mild salsa. Here's the part that really caught my eye. It looked really good. Whole kernel corn and black beans.
Chew your corn.
Yep. And don't remember eating corn. can of diced tomatoes drained. And so you basically, in a large skillet, you just cook the turkey, onion, medium heat, till you get rid of the pink. That's a big deal. You don't want pink eye.
Or ringworm.
Then you put it in a 4-quart slow cooker, and you throw everything else in, and you go to work.
Right.
Or you just leave for a couple of hours.
Right.
And then you have the sour cream and the cheese and stuff put on top, and it's beautiful.
You know, I'm a
green onion.
That chili that I made last Sunday, I ate a whole bag of those Tostitos scoops.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Best way to eat chili.
Oh, man. I wasn't even using a spoon, man. I was just dipping those things in there, eating that. That was
good. You know, that's a great point that we didn't really elaborate on. But last time, I think I told you, Em was home. She was going to make white chili. And halfway through it, she just, rabbit. She goes, huh? Not going to do that. So she made it real watery, and she served it, and she just used white beans or pinto beans, I don't remember what, but a lot of broth, a lot of fresh cilantro at the end, and then put fresh tortilla chips, the strips that you get at Costco, I think, put those strips in top of each bowl, shot some cheese on it, a little sour cream, a little hot sauce. There's picture-perfect tortilla soup. That was fantastic.
Yeah. Wow, that is
tortilla,
good.
Tortilla, if you're Finnish.
Yep. But, you know, the
tortilla.
My bride likes cornbread with her chili.
That's cool, too.
I made some. I mean, it's cornbread, right? It's just that. And
but
you can't dunk that.
It.
See, I'm up
no,
for the dunking.
No, you're not supposed to. You don't have to.
I know,
no,
but I like to dunk it.
No, you break it up and you put it on top.
No, I'm going with garlic bread.
Hey, your wife
is much
right.
better than cornbread.
I think your wife
garlic
knows better.
Garlic bread, you do the whole loaf. You crisp it up, and then you dunk that in there.
That sounds good,
oh,
too.
Oh, man, it's
really
as good
hungry.
As the tortilla chips. So I'm just saying, man.
And the Frito scoops, great
right.
idea.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right. They're all good,
maybe
man.
Chili cheese Frito scoops.
Right. Well, I already got the chili, and you can put cheese on there if you want, I guess. But anyway, but hey, you've been listening to The Grilling Guys, and we're running out of things to talk about, and that probably makes you not feel too bad. But anyway, we appreciate you tuning in each every week. Check out our website, thegrillingguys.com. And look up some of these recipes that we talked about, especially the one by Cowboy Rob Russell. You won't be disappointed. The guy was an amazing barbecue guy and had some great recipes and taught us all a lot of things. And we ask him to rest in peace and see us through this 2021. Let's all come together and be friends and get out in your backyard and create some grill envy. We'll talk with you next week.